I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me God.
The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Ibrahim Kwarteng.
And Nanamo Mari.
In the headlines, Ethiopian Prime Minister says African countries can realize through freedom through collaboration for economic growth. First petroleum school in Africa to be established in Ghana. NADMO shut down 6 classrooms of Achim Otumi Presbyterian Primary School, an eastern region for poor infrastructure. Residents of Otumi and Sikkim appeal to government to help save Tabin River polluted by aquitation distillers. And more migrants arrive in Turkey as part of EU deal. But first, the summary with Nanama.
African leaders have been challenged to ensure the true freedom of their citizens through collaboration for economic growth. Ethiopia's Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn made a call in Accra at a state dinner in his honor last night. The first petroleum school in Africa will soon be established at the University of Mines and Technology, UMAT, in Ghana. Speaking at the inauguration of a 4-story student hostel at the school, President John Mahama said admissions will start next academic year. 6 classrooms of the Presbyterian Primary School at Achim Otumi in the Kwabibrim district of the Eastern Region has been shut down by NADMO for poor infrastructure, according to a teacher at the school, Madame Christina Fari. The closure, though timely, has affected nearly 252 people and who have to make do with space on the school compound for academic work. And the second batch of migrants will be deported from Greece to Turkey today as part of EU deal to reduce the numbers reaching Europe. The first group arrived in Turkey last Monday, but since then the process has stalled due to a surge in asylum applications in Greece.
CBC mastering the airwaves with nothing but quality news and programming.
The news in detail. Ethiopia's Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn has expressed optimism that his 3-day state visit to Ghana will improve economic relations and reactivate all outstanding agreements between the two countries. He said African leaders can only realize true freedom for their citizens if they collaborate in building the economies of their countries. The Prime Minister was responding to a toast at a state dinner last night in his honor. He's accompanied by his wife, Roman Tesfaye.
Ghana and Ethiopia have played an indispensable role in the long history of our country. The commitment of our two countries in the struggle against colonialism and apartheid throughout Africa in the promotion of Pan-Africanist vision has been second to none. Ghana has consistently been one of the principal advocates in favor of greater political and economic integration in Africa. We look upon Ghana's immense contribution to the well-being of our continent with fraternal pride and gratitude. President, it is now nearly 60 years since Ghana rejected colonialism and launched the first wave of independence for Africa. Since then, Africa has successfully attained political liberation. But I think we have not yet fully achieved economic development and a peaceful, united, and integrated Africa. Indeed, unless we complement the political gain with economic prosperity, we cannot fully realize the vision of Pan-Africanism. The great Pan-Africanist, President Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, stated the need to pursue economic growth in no uncertain terms. Freedom, he said, is a precious reward, the shining trophy of the struggle and sacrifice. But he added, the struggle and sacrifice do not cease with the attainment of freedom. The struggle and the toil to build the foundation and then the superstructure of an economy that will provide our people with a full and satisfying life must continue. We need to redouble our efforts in the economic sphere, in line with the vision set out by President Nkrumah and other great Pan-Africanists. Failure to do so impairs the political gain we have worked so hard to achieve. Africa still faces a number of problems. Deep-rooted poverty, drought, instability, the threat of terrorism, dangers of religious extremism, climate change, and deadly diseases like Ebola, HIV/AIDS are on the list of problems that are affecting millions of lives in Africa. The pictures are not, of course, all gloomy. With the dawn of this 21st century, Africa, for the first time in its modern history, registering unprecedented economic growth. Today, Africa is no longer referred as a dark continent, but rather as a rising continent. Africa's renaissance is real, and it's being built upon a growing ability to attract the attention of foreign direct investment and the support of the international community. We need to seize this opportunity and an opportune moment to sustain the success stories across the continent. Strengthening cooperation, working hard, and remaining committed are not options, but necessities.
President Mahama said Ghana is open to any partnership that will be mutually beneficial, adding that Ethiopia has come a long way in its development drive.
Ethiopia's outstanding victories greatly inspired those who were at the forefront of the struggle against colonialism and apartheid, including our own Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. True to Ethiopia's commitment to the Pan-African vision and world peace, the country continues to play a leading role in brokering peace not only in the Horn of Africa, but throughout the continent. Today, Ethiopia ranks as a major peacekeeping nation, contributing troops to keep the peace around the world. It is for this reason that Ghana fully supports Ethiopia's bid for non-permanent membership of the UN Security Council. Since January 2014, when our two countries signed the General Cooperation Agreement, which covers over 14 areas of interest, we've gone further to sign subsidiary agreements in the fields of tourism, culture, communications, information and media. We've also signed a memorandum of understanding on the establishment of a joint ministerial commission between Ethiopia and Ghana. We need to work together to ensure that these arrangements translate into joint projects and programs that will enrich the lives of our citizens.
President Mahama, this is the second time a certain Ethiopian leader is visiting Ghana. The first was in 1960. The visiting Prime Minister, as part of his visit, will tour a cocoa processing company in Tema and visit Nkunsombo. He's also expected to lay wreaths at the Kwame Nkrumah Mausoleum and later address a joint press conference with President Mahama.
President Mahama has rounded up his 4-day Accounting to the People tour of the Western Region with an inspection of the Takwa Bogoso Ayanfuri Road. He said, though the region is getting its fair share of the national cake, many more programs aimed at economic emancipation of the region will be pursued.
Kanino, Oshe, Mia Western region, Eye, Eboa Ghana economy, Emani Tumpono. Mia Western region and Kasa, Enya, Efa, and Puntunjuma, Aquina, dear, not a Tosu. In Kesi Sabin, Yakasa, Devi, Oshe, and Putua, Western region, Debano. I was there almost so, almost Saka, almost Shepa. Engine Osha, ye are here, Aquina, and Western region, Hedina. Western region, Aquina, Yaya, is more than 800 kilometers of road. Na mo kwen bogoso takwa ayanko le kwen no e kan ho be yen se mi enu mi ni be se e na contractor no e se mi bo se by 2016 obe yi en te meba no mi jina contractor no ho o se by July ye na e se se final we ye kra anya akwan kwa en ye wo west wind monday mi nante pano pano afare pono so because ama yakobi ko so ama omo then they are almost up to non-profan none back. No more to me and Tom and I'm the end state. I'm the background of good calls for me.
That was President Mahama. The University of Mines and Technology has been chosen for the establishment of a School of Petroleum Studies. Admissions will start next academic year. The Petroleum School will be the first in Africa. President John Mahama dropped the hint at the university where he inaugurated a four-story, 251-room student hostel at a cost of 12 million cedis. Pascalina Dadivo reports.
This is President Mahama's third visit to the University of Mines and Technology in 4 years. The university is rated the best in mines and technology in Africa. Indeed, the African Union is in the process of adopting UMAT. Government 2 years ago announced its intention to establish a school of petroleum in one of the country's universities. President Mahama surprised the whole student body when he announced that UMAT has been chosen after meeting the selection criteria. UMAT is better placed to run the petroleum course because the school has strong collaboration with one of the best petroleum institutes in Nigeria. The Vice Chancellor of UMAT, Professor Jerry Kuma, was grateful for government support, especially the provision of a 1.1 million euros laboratory equipment to enable the university to start a renewable energy engineering program next academic year.
Consequently, UMAT has placed premium on the acquisition of laboratory equipment in order to produce engineers who are practically oriented and problem solvers. We are very grateful to government for supporting us in our quest to develop into a center of excellence.
President Mahama said government takes exceptional interest in the university because it fits into government's vision of transformational agenda. He announced the reconstruction of a 3-kilometer access road on the campus.
And this is the reason why Ghana is becoming a hub for education in the international arena. As you were told, more than 10,000 foreign students are admitted in our tertiary institutions and studying here in Ghana. And the numbers continue to grow every year. As you are aware, we're building a new administration block for this university. Construction of external works for the university's basic school. And there's also going to be construction and completion of 5 bungalows with outhouses for academic staff.
The president later inaugurated a 4-story, 251-room student hostel at the university. The UMass Get Fund project will accommodate 24% of the student's population. A brand new bus was also presented to the university's SLC. President Mahama directed the Get Fund to complete projects at all tertiary institutions before awarding new contracts.
Pascalina Dadevo.
The 2012 presidential candidate of the Progressive People's Party, PPP, Dr. Papakwesi Ndom, has expressed concern over the millions of Ghanaian graduates who are unemployed. Dresden students of the Calic University College and the University of Energy and Natural Resources at Fia Premier Sinai in the Bonafu region. Dr. Ndom noted that the magnitude of the unemployment problem in Ghana is staggering and requires urgent action to correct. Bia Mukasa's report.
Dr. Ndum urged the students to take time to develop their talents, which will serve as a springboard in securing jobs after graduation. Dr. Ndum disagreed with suggestions that graduates should establish their own businesses after graduation. He urged that Establishing a business without enough capital and experience is impossible. He rather urged entrepreneurs to employ the graduates and train them to get enough experience before encouraging them to establish their own businesses. Dr. Indum said the unemployment situation in the country is a serious issue which should not be politicized. Dr. Indum identified corruption and ethnicity as major factors contributing to the increased unemployment in Ghana, adding that the phenomenon fuels mediocrity in the country. He revealed that corruption cost the country about $1 billion every year and called for a collective effort from Ghanaians to deal with it. At the University of Energy and Natural Resources, Dr. Indum challenged the students to help in finding a lasting solution to the power challenges. They should come out with ideas to enable the country to maximize value from its gas, oil, gold, and diamonds, among others.
That was Bia Mokusasali Ali's report.
Ghanaians have been urged to take personal security seriously as the threat to safety in the world is so pronounced. The Minister for the Interior, Posabani, called on managers of tourism facilities to partner the Ghana Police Service in establishing police posts at receptive centers to ensure the safety of tourists. He said the receptive centers should be well equipped to provide the relevant information on tourist sites. This was in a speech read on his behalf at the official launch of the first Tourism Safety and Security Exhibition and Conference in Accra. Eleanor Biampia has the rest of the story.
The Tourism Safety and Security is a non-governmental advocacy organization and a member of the Ghana Tourism Federation. The official launch of the Safety and Security Exhibition and Conference focused on promoting tourism through safe, secure, and a clean environment. The Minister for the Interior, Prosper Bani, charged Ghanaians to make safety and security paramount in their daily activities. He said the threat posed by terrorism and extremism must be confronted head-on. The minister gave the assurance that the security agencies are well-positioned to ensure that the country is safe and secured for citizens to go about their socio-economic activities peacefully. The chairperson of the Tourism Safety and Security, Mrs. Doreen Owusu-Fianku, was not happy about reckless activities like dumping of refuse at unauthorized places, pollution of water bodies through illegal mining. Mrs. Fianku added that the neglect of some historical sites and lack of city planning have negatively affected people's livelihood and increase in poverty. The Safety and Security Exhibition, slated for the 25th to 28th of next month, will serve as a platform for all tourism-related business and corporate bodies to showcase their products and services.
Eleanor Biapia reporting.
This news comes to you from Radio Ghana Accra, the major stories. If you can, Prime Minister says African countries can realize true freedom through collaboration for economic growth. First petroleum school in Africa to be established in Ghana. NADMO shuts down 6 classrooms of Achimotuni Presbyterian Primary School in Eastern Region for poor infrastructure. Residents of Otumi and Sikem appeal to government to help save Tubin River polluted by aquatician distillers. And more migrants arrive in Turkey as part of EU deal. We are back after the break.
What's your emergency? Is it the police, fire service, or national ambulance service you want to reach? Just dial 112 for all emergencies from all mobile phones, fixed phones, and pay phones, and get connected to any of the emergency service providers for free. In times of distress, calm is needed, and the simplest things make the biggest difference in life. No matter where you are, just dial 112. All you need is a configured phone. It is an offense to make prank calls to the center. Offenders will be prosecuted. 112, your lifeline to survival.
Is it your dream to work in the radio and television industry? Call 0269-721123 and let us help make that dream a reality in 5 months.
Lecture dates, 3rd May to 3rd June 2016. Lecture days, Monday to Friday. Lecture time, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. 8 weeks of lectures and 12 weeks practical attachments is assured. Forms are available at 80 Ghana Cedis at the client service unit of GBC in Accra. For more details on who qualifies to attend and cost of tuition, call 0269-721123. The number again is 0269-721123. GBC Radio and Television Training School, providing quality training just for you. Register and pay your TV license fee anywhere, anytime. There are basic mandatory information you need to register. If you're a domestic TV user, we will need your surname, your first name, and a password created by you. We'll also need your mobile phone number, the email address, which is optional. We need to know the number of households, that is, if the households are in different locations, and also the number of television sets in each household. For that of companies or partnerships, as in domestic TV users, we will need the entity's name, we will need a password created by you, and then also an email address, the contact person's mobile number, and the number of outlets or the number of TV sets. For inquiries, call 056-11-00800 or 056-11-00900. Any person or corporate body who contravenes the law commits an offence and is liable on conviction to a fine or to a term of imprisonment or both. Avoid embarrassment. Pay your TV license fee now. Remember, payment of TV license fee is your civic responsibility.
You are come back. The public is the taking note of areas in the metropolis where petty thievery are reported to be on the increase, according to the Greater Accra Regional Police Command. The situation is gradually becoming alarming. Some people are more prone to the activities of the miscreants because of their proximity to them. The areas are Graphic Road, N1 Highway, Awudome Cemetery Road, Accra Mall Roundabout, among others. Ifeatinge is the PR of that Greater Accra Regional Police Command. She spoke with Agatha Samoa on Behind the News.
As part of our security analysis, we have identified the groups that you have mentioned to be one of the areas that are usually prone to criminal activities of petty theft, where we have criminals who usually take advantage of the traffic situation in these areas to commit certain crimes, such as stealing or snatching of phones from people who are driving on motorists, and also stealing items like tablets, passes, laptops, what have you, or any handy items that they can lay hands on. As part of security measures, we, the police, have devised some proactive measures such as the rush hour duty, the motorbike patrols, the visibility patrols, among other things, just to nip the situation in the bud.
So the police will be visible in these areas?
Yes, it is not known that the police is being deployed to these areas. It has been part of our duty. And when we continue to do so, or as we continue to do so, we also want to entreat the general public, especially motorists, also commuters, pedestrians, anybody at all who usually find themselves around these areas. That is not to say that these are the only areas. But any time we meet traffic in the course of our journey, any time we come to a very tense traffic situation, it behooves on us to always be alert.
So you are asking the public to be alert and security conscious, but what will show that a person is a criminal or just a mere passerby? How would I determine or know?
In that regard, I don't think there has been any studies that has come out to say that once you see these things, it means that a person is a criminal. That is why we are saying that it is very difficult to know.
Any emergency numbers to follow?
191 and also the 18555 is always activated for members of the public to reach in time of distress.
PR of the Greater Accra Regional Police Command, Efiatinge.
NADMO has closed down 6 classrooms of the Presbyterian Primary at Achim Otumi in the Kwabibrim district of the Eastern Region for poor state of infrastructure. The closure has affected nearly 252 pupils who have to make do with spaces on the school compound for academic work. A teacher at the school, Madame Christina Fari, disclosed this to our correspondent when the chief of the town, Berima Odame Ampendako, visited to assess the situation. Madame Fari told Radio Ghana that the school, which was built by the Basel Mission in 1896, has never seen any renovation. According to her, prominent people like a former chairman of the Electoral Commission, late Justice Kingsley Nina, Edward Ekufuado, J.B. Dankwa and Pa Willy, among others, were products of the school. The closure of the 6th classroom block, though affecting academic work, is equally important to save the lives of the children and teachers. Meanwhile, the Otumi Hine has indicated that he will take steps to provide better classrooms to promote effective teaching and learning.
I'm still in the Kwabibrim district. Farmers and residents of Otumi Esikam have sent an SOS message to the Ministry of Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation, as well as the Water Resources Commission, to save the Tabin River, which is being polluted by aquitation distillers. According to the residents, apart from pollution of the river, activities of the aquitation distillers are also destroying their oil palm farms, another farm produced in the area. Speaking to Radio Ghana after a visit to the farm, in the company of the chief and some elders, spokesman for the farmers, Openyi Kweku Osei, said Tabin River, which serves as a source of drinking water for many, runs through Nkwantanan, Ochenso, and Abam into River Brim. He explained that the discharge of aquitation byproducts into the river constantly is not only affecting the soils, but also causing extensive damage to their farms and crops. Beremo Odami and Pemdako and his elders were conducted around oil palm farms, where you witness the flow of fumes discharged by the byproducts into the river.
The Minister of Health, Alex Sedefia, has raised concerns over the high rate of diabetic cases in the country. Speaking at the World Health Day in Accra on behalf of President John Dramani Mahama, Mr. Sedefia said out of the estimated 422 million diabetic patients in the world, Ghana records 3 million cases with 34% deaths. He assured Ghanaians of government's resolve to tackle the disease and other non-communicable ones.
The traditional council has resolved to clamp down on communities in the Ghana state which flout the laws and customary practices associated with homowo. The Bessie Manchini Ayibonte, who is a member of the council, said they have noticed that some people are in league with some churches in their districts to flout the laws on the ban on drumming and noise making. He said the council will hold meetings with the police service and the regional minister to enforce the ban. Jonathan Thompson has filed this report.
The ban on drumming and noise making, which heralds the celebration of the Homowa Festival, will take effect from the 2nd of May to the 2nd of June this year. The period is a quiet one for the planting and harvesting of maize or wheat, which is the festive food for Homowa. The end of this period is climaxed with a ceremony of traditional drumming, which forms part of post-harvest activities. The ceremony is mainly performed by Bisi Blong under the supervision of the Bisi Manje. The Ga Traditional Council described this year's festive period as a time for the radical recovery of Ga tradition from its declining state. The Bisi Manche Ni Ayibonte II, who addressed the news conference, said the council is not only going to task the Asafuache and his group to monitor the communities under the Ga state during the banning period. The Wulame, who are the traditional high priests, have also volunteered to be on the ground to ensure that the rules are adhered to. He strictly said smaller churches across the capital are the worst offenders when it comes to noise making during this period. Moreover, some leading members of the traditional communities under the Ga state allow these churches to flout the law with impunity because they are allegedly bribed to compromise their position. Ni Ayibonte warned that legal action will be taken against such culprits if they are caught.
We will hold a meeting with the Inspector General of Police to make sure we have the full, honest support of the police service and the necessary legal backing. We plead with all Ghanaians and even the police to abide by our customs and traditions. We do not want to be forced to arrest anyone or go to court over this matter.
The Bisi Manche also touched on the issue of chiefs in smaller communities who take the law into their own hands and perform their own odagao, the post-harvest ceremony. He said it is totally wrong for them to practice this since Bisi Blohu is the only store mandated by traditional right to perform the odagao. He cautioned them to desist from the act or face the full rigors of the law, adding that it is about time the Gar State recovered its traditional pride in the country.
If the Gar Traditional Council has not given any sub-chief or person the authority to perform any rites, and you do so, you will be dealt with. It is about time the Gar State took back its cloak of glory. This warning goes to the sub-chiefs of the smaller communities. So long as you do not partake in the rituals of planting and harvesting of wheat, you have no right to perform the odagao. Anyone caught will be dealt with by the council.
The highest priest of the Gar State, Nai Wulomo, Numu Akwa Mensa, called on all Gars to unite in building the reputation of the Gar tradition.
Jonathan Thompson reporting.
And on the foreign front, a second wave of migrants is expected to be sent back from Greece to Turkey today as part of EU's deal to reduce the numbers reaching Europe. The first group arrived in Turkey on Monday, but since then the process has stalled, partly due to a surge in asylum applications in Greece.
And now turn the news to look at some of the stories that made the headlines. The Ethiopian Prime Minister, Haile Mariam Desalegn, says African countries can realize true freedom through collaboration for economic growth. The Prime Minister was responding to a toast at a state dinner last night in his honor. Anatmo has shut down 6 classrooms of the Achim Otuni Presbyterian Primary School in the eastern region for poor infrastructure. The closure has affected nearly 252 pupils. The news was presented by Ibrahim Kwate
and Nana Momari in Accra.